This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Before you head into the water this summer, give a second thought to the sunscreen you use. Sejal Chosky, Program Director for the San Francisco Baykeeper, says recent studies are finding common chemicals used in sunscreen, such as oxybenzene, are turning up in measurable amounts near popular ocean beaches, with devastating effects on marine life.
It can bleach coral, and that means that the coral can't survive once they're discolored.
And the correlation with human activity, she adds, appears to be well established.
In terms of the coral, we are talking about a direct contribution from people who are slathering themselves in sunscreen and then getting into the water right near coral.
Sun care products are a $1 billion a year industry just in the United States. It's been estimated that as much as 6,000 tons of sunscreen gets washed onto reefs worldwide from swimmers and snorkelers every year. But Chosky adds the problem is not limited to the oceans or to sunscreen.
A lot of the products that we use in our everyday lives, like colognes and makeup and lotions and even coffee, the ingredients in these products are showing up in the water. And the more studies we have, the more it's showing that our wastewater treatment plants can't take these products out of the water, and so they're just getting into the water and having a cumulative impact on the organisms and the environment.
So the question becomes how to get those chemicals out of the water, especially water that's already undergoing treatment in sewage plants. Dan Carlson, operations manager for Santa Rosa's regional wastewater facility, says one technology that can accomplish that kind of cleaning is a microfiltration process called reverse osmosis, RO for short.
Generally speaking, RO removes between 80 and 99% of various substances, sunscreen, birth control pill, or whatever.
This is the same technology used in some places to desalinate seawater for human consumption. But whether the end result is potable water for people or clean water for downstream wildlife, Carlson notes the biggest obstacle in implementing reverse osmosis is its high energy cost.
The power to power RO is as much as all the process we have at the plant here already. So in essence, to get to tertiary level of treatment requires a certain amount of power. To get to RO level of treatment doubles that power.
There's another big complication, too. What to do with the waste remaining from the cleaned water?
When you take that stuff out, it has to go somewhere. The recycle on RO is about 25%. So when you RO the water, 75% of it becomes pure or almost pure. 25% of it is left, and you got to do something with it. It's not viable to try to dry that or to crystallize it unless you live out in the desert somewhere.
For desalination plants, that residue can be, and usually is, discharged back into the ocean. But when the intention is removing chemicals from fresh waterways, discharge simply won't work. Consequently, says Sejal Chosky, the most effective tool now available is informed decision-making by consumers.
The more knowledgeable a consumer can be about what kind of products they're purchasing, the better it would be for the environment.
Eco-friendly sunscreens, which are now widely available, can be a good place to start. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.